God has blessed us with a beautiful, beautiful Lord's Day. A day that we could assemble together in a fashion like this to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I appreciate each and every one of you for being here, especially those that are visiting with us. We hope that you'll be comfortable as you visit and you'll take a Bible out and follow along with us. Our only appeal is to what the Bible teaches. Nothing more, nothing less than what the Book of God says. We appreciate you being here. There's much to be thankful for in this start of a new year, right? When you look back over the course of last year and years gone by, we have just so many things, so many ways in which God has blessed us. I look back over the course of my life and I think about so many ways in which God has just blessed me over and over and over, even in spite of the fact that I certainly didn't deserve His many blessings. But He has sustained us through life. He's blessed us to have the things that we have to enjoy. He's blessed us with food on our tables and clothes on our back, a place to lay our head down at night, and we ought to be thankful and grateful to Him. He's blessed us with a building like this so we could come together in a comfortable way and worship Him in spirit and in truth. He's blessed so many that have been sick to be able to have a recovery from their sickness and be able to be with us once again. We're thankful for that. Tracy's had a good recovery thus far from her surgery, and she told me to be sure to thank you again for all the kind words and thoughts and expressions of concern and bringing food, and we appreciate you doing that and helping see her through a good recovery. So much that we have, again, to be thankful for. I put the title on the board before you this morning, Being Happy in the New Year. The word happy is a word that is just used so many times in this time of the year. Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, and just on and on, folks use the word happy, especially the ending of a year and the beginning of a new year. And so, while that's on your mind this time of the year, I thought it would be a good time to think about some ways that the Bible talks about that we can be happy, not only in this year, but in every year of our lives. Ways that we can be happy. It's akin to the word blessed in the Bible. Like in the Sermon on the Mount, when the Lord talks about these beatitudes, the attitudes and characteristics of individuals, blessed are. Remember all of those? There's a number of them. Some versions may render that as happy. There's a good sermon I like to preach from time to time. I don't know if I've preached it here without going back and looking. I don't think I have. The Beatitudes in the book of Revelation, just the number of times in the book of Revelation that you find that word blessed, it makes a good sermon. Happy is the man. Blessed is the man. I would say if I asked each and every one of you, do you desire to be happy? Probably all of those that are old enough to give a response would say, yeah, I want to be happy. I sure do. I want to be happy this year. I want to find happiness in my life. Now, sometimes folks think that it's all about being happy, and that's not the case. Sometimes when you talk to folks about problems they're having and you lay before them what the Bible teaches, sometimes they may respond by saying, doesn't God just want me to be happy? Well, God wants us to enjoy life, but God wants us to be right in His sight. It's not always about being happy. He wants us to come to a knowledge of the truth, do better, and serve Him. So it's not always about being happy. The Bible does have much to say about being happy. And so I just want us to point out in a very simple way, in a way in which the youngest of the oldest, I'm convinced, would have no problem grasping a sermon like this. I strive to do that. From youngest to the oldest, being happy in this new year. How does the Bible point out that we can be happy? Come with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm 144. And we're going to be a good bit in the Psalms and the Proverbs. And as we think about ways in which I can be happy this year, ways in which you can be happy this year. God desires for us to be happy in a number of ways, and He's laid forth some ways in which we can be happy. Psalm 144, and I want you to notice what the Bible says in verse 15, Psalm 144, and in verse 15. Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. And so the very first point that I want you to think about as we think about being happy in the new year is we can be happy by having the God of the Bible as our Lord. I want you to think about it. Having one as our Lord means that we are in submission to them. Christ Jesus is referred to as Lord. And so He's the Lord of our life. God is a God of our life. He is the Lord of our lives as we submit unto Him. Acts chapter 17 is a good passage that points that out. But He says, happy is the man who has the God, whose God is the Lord. You know, there's people in this world that serve all kinds of gods, don't they? They esteem many things as their gods, many beings as their gods. That was a problem for a lot of people in the Bible, in the Old Testament especially. They esteemed things as their gods. But the Bible says, blessed or happy is the man whose God is the Lord. In fact, the only God that exists is the God of heaven. And we need to understand that, the God of the Bible. And we can be happy in this new year if we'll submit to Him, if we'll live according to His will. I like that passage that you're familiar with in Joshua 24:15. You know, it makes mention of gods in that passage. Remember that? Here it was, the children of Israel were brought out of bondage, out of the land of Egypt. They were able to see the salvation of the Lord. We talked about that as we talked about God's use of water last Sunday. And in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, Joshua put forth before the people a choice that they were to make. He says in Joshua 24:15, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, that's talking about the God of the Bible, the God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, you know the rest of that, don't you? Put on a lot of placards in people's houses. Hang them on their walls. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Happy is the man that makes that decision. You'll be blessed for doing that. I guarantee you, you'll be blessed. Not only in this life, but in the life to come, surely. It necessitates, when you make that decision, that you want to be happy, and you're going to begin by having the God of the Bible as your God, your Lord, by obedience. See, we can't claim that Jesus is Lord of our life, that we'll submit to His will, that God the Father, that we'll submit to His will, if we don't obey them. I know that's the case, and you can too, because of what the Lord said, what Jesus said in Luke 6:46. Why call you me Lord, Lord? You know the rest of that? And do not the things that I say. God had made Him both Lord and Christ, the Bible talks about in Acts chapter 2. And so, being happy this year can start by having the God of the Bible as your Lord and submit it unto Him. But also, I want to suggest to you some other ones, very simple ways in which you can be happy this year. You want to be happy? By finding wisdom. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, your wisdom literature section of your Bible, we've been studying about it in our first principles class, and I appreciate those who come to that class for coming. I've enjoyed it, and I hope that you have too. Proverbs chapter 3 and then verse 13. See if you can find the next point. Happy is the man. Proverbs 3:13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. God expects us to be wise. expects us to know. He expects us to understand. In Ephesians 5:17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And the Bible says much about wisdom, especially in the wisdom literature section of our Bible. The Bible says much about understanding. Through thy words, thy precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Psalm 119:104. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Jump down to verse 18 with me. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold on her, a personification of wisdom you find throughout the book of Proverbs. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. In Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and understanding. In James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to every man liberally, and abradeth not, without partiality. In the context of that, it's talking about the wisdom that we can see through the trials and temptations that come upon us. You want wisdom? Pick up this book and read it. Study it. And make application of it in our lives. If you do, you find wisdom. She cries out, the wise man pen. We have it recorded. If you want wisdom, you find wisdom, you'll be happy in this new year. But there's another way that you can be happy in the new year. And that's by fearing always. While you're in the book of Proverbs, come over to Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28 and verse 14. Happy is the man that feareth always. But he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. If I were to ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, how often do you fear? Some folks have no fear whatsoever of any kind. They don't fear God. They don't reverence God. They don't esteem Him as they should. If you don't want to take my word for it, flip on your TV. Watch the news. It's evident that folks do not fear God. And we ought to. When you think about who we are compared to who He is, by the very breath of His mouth, He spoke all things into existence, including man. Spoke things into existence, created man of the dust of the ground. By His power He did that. Genesis 2:7. We can't even fathom the power of God and who we are in His sight. Folks, I tell you that my life and your life can be snuffed out in an instant. Do we fear? Do we reverence God? You know what the beginning of fear is, according to the Bible? Let's take the guesswork out of it. We don't have to guess, do we? Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. What's the beginning of knowledge? Of knowing? The fear of the Lord. In Luke 12:4-5, Jesus talked about fear in that passage. Now, there may be a lot of things of which we're fearful. You may have a lot of things of which you're scared of, or that might bring fear into you, or things like that might strike a chord along those lines. But Jesus said in Luke 12:4, be not afraid of them that kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you of whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, If you mark in your Bibles, you might want to get your highlighter out or your ink pen out. And mark these next two words. Fear Him. Do I fear Him? In Hebrews 10:31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You want to have a happy 2019? Fear always. Reverence God. Have the right kind of fear that you need to have. But also, in Proverbs chapter 29, very simple statements about being happy. Proverbs 29 verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That makes a good sermon. But he that keepeth the law, what's the next statement? Happy is he. I want to suggest to you that you can be happy this year if you will keep God's commands. Now here we are on this beautiful Lord's Day. Why did you come? I'm glad you're here. Every single one of you, I'm glad you're here. Did you come out of a sense of want? That you want to be here? We should want to be here to encourage one another. To worship God. Did you come here out of a sense of duty? Hebrews 10:25. We're duty bound to be here. You agree with that? We're duty bound to be here. That's not the only reason. But folks were duty bound to be here. Folks realized that. And they would keep that command as you have done this morning. I'm convinced we'd be among more happy people because the book of books tells me that I'm happy if I keep His commandments. And that's a commandment. We just had read in our hearing a moment ago. Ethan did a great job and we appreciate him reading the scripture from John 13:17. Happy or blessed is the man that does these things. You know them, happy are you if you do them. The Lord said. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 5, the last book of your Bible. Blessed is he that readeth, they that hear the words of the prophecy of this book, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Psalm 19, and then verse 11. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. How are we doing on that? Keeping God's commands. You want to talk about how this year can be better? How we can be happier? Keep His commandments. You need to do that. I need to do that. And we can't do it for one another, can we? In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14... I want to point out another very simple way of which we can be happy in this new year. First Peter chapter 3 and then verse 14. But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, have you ever suffered for righteousness' sake? Have you? I'm not talking about when we suffer because we deserve it. We did something wrong and... But suffering for righteousness' sake, because we stood for what was right. Have you? Notice what the Bible says. But and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and then verse 14. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, what's your Bible say? Happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. And then down in verse 16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Trials and tribulations are going to come. I pointed out to you, I think maybe it was at the first principles class, that the enemies of God, in fact, it was our Revelation overview last Sunday morning, the enemies of God will always try to persecute the people of God. And so, the harder you try, expect that there's going to come tribulations and trials and obstacles that the devil is going to attempt to put in our way. And when you find yourself in the midst of difficulty, maybe you need to ask the question, what am I doing right? Or the statement, I must be doing something right. Think of that. That's not always the case. But when you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. James talks about the temptations, trials that come upon man, and knowing that that's going to come upon each of us, James chapter 1. In Luke 6 and in verse 22, Jesus said, "Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake." It's kind of like when you're striving to do what is right, and folks dislike you for it. That'll happen in life. That'll come your way if you're striving to do what God would have you to do. Talk behind your back. Try to take away your influence best they can. The Lord talks about that. He addresses those types of things. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 12. "Yea, and all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And so in 2019, when persecution comes, when difficulties arise, we're not about to throw in the towel and throw up our hands, are we? We're going to take it patiently, knowing that we can be happy in the midst of turmoil, temptation, tribulations, come what may. In Job chapter 5, as we think about another way in which we can be happy, there's a statement that is made by one of those who were attempting to comfort Job. And Job identifies them as being miserable comforters. But not everything that they said was incorrect in every single word that they had. Certainly, much of what they said was wrong. In fact, the last chapter of the book identifies the fact that what they had spoken about God was wrong. And what Job had spoken was right. In Job 5:17, "Behold, happy is the man whom God corrected. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty." In Proverbs 3:11 and 12. You've heard that before, right? You've read that, study that. Proverbs 3:11 and 12. "My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." Sound familiar to you? Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11 talks about that, quotes that. Then we had fathers in the flesh who corrected us for their pleasure and so forth. But God corrects us for the profit that comes out of that. "Despise thou not the correction of the Lord." If we don't, we'll be happy in the new year. And folks, when I study this book and I begin to look into the perfect law of liberty, and by the way, it'll tell me exactly who I am. It's though I'm looking in a mirror, and it's reflecting who I am. You look into the pages of the Word of God, and it'll tell us who we are. Will we live up to what it says? Will we strive to perfect that which is lacking in our lives? So when I read a passage and God says, in essence, you're not doing that, here's the text that says it, I'm going against that, what am I going to do? Going to do better? I'll be happy if I do. One more point. In this little sermon on how we can be happy in the new year, be history for this year at least. In Psalm 146, verse 5. 146 and then verse 5. Are you happy? I'm happy to be here. Happy that you're here, that you've came out and we've studied this together. Psalm 146, verse 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. Now watch this. Whose hope is in the Lord his God. Hope of better things to come makes it easier to bear life's difficulties. We know the outcome. Not of every situation. I'm not talking about that. God does. And tomorrow, I'm convinced, is always easier to face when we realize that God has already been there. He already knows. He knows what tomorrow holds. We talked about the book of Revelation, that we know the outcome, don't we? We know how it's going to end. The saints of God will be victorious because of what Jesus has done for us. Do you have hope? You can be happy if you do. Romans 8:24, for we are saved by hope. Hebrews 11:1-2, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 9 talks about the fact that we have hope as an anchor of the soul. Hebrews 6:19. Revelation 14:13. Right, blessed are they which die in the Lord. From henceforth yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, when Paul was writing those of Thessalonica, he said, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant concerning these things, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. There are those who have hope, and there are those who have no hope. And if we die outside of the Lord, we have no hope. But I'm here to tell you this morning that you can be happy this year, having hope in the Lord if you'll obey. So what are you going to do? Choose to be happy this year or say thanks but no thanks? I hope you choose to be happy. It begins by obeying the gospel. By hearing the gospel, Romans 10:17, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, John 8:24, repenting of your sins, turning from them. A change of heart, mind that results in a change of action. Luke chapter 13, 3 and 5 talks about. By confessing your faith in Christ that He is the Son of God, Matthew 10, 32 and 33, and being baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2, 38. When you do that, God will forgive you of everything you've ever committed. He'll add you to the New Testament church, the church of Christ, Acts chapter 2, verse 47. And like the eunuch of Acts 8, you can go on your way rejoicing, knowing that if today is the last day of your earthly pilgrimage, you can die with hope in the Lord. Better things to come. Maybe you have done that, but you've fallen away. You turned your back on the Lord, but you realize your condition. You've come to yourself. You want to be restored. You want to come home. You need to repent of your unfaithfulness. Make confession to God. We'll pray with you and for you. Don't delay. Come right now.